And welcome back to the Broke Blurt Pod Gaming TV. And this is a new segment we're going to do. It's going to be called the Broke Blurt Pod Presents the Noob Report. Our Noob Fortnite Esports Report. And basically what this is going to be, to give you a little backstory, I'm a streamer. I stream on Twitch. And I've been doing it a few months, it'll probably be a year, I think maybe three, 4 more months, might be a year. And how I ended up on this particular path is weird because I hated Fortnite. I hated it with a passion. I hate it with a hate that burns as hot as the sun. My son wanted me to play it. I started streaming. Friend Snacks said I should play it. Friend Pond said I should play it. And one day I played it. And the reason I didn't like it was the building. That's, I think, the thing that makes it the hardest for people to get into. But I put it aside, and I played. There's a few things that I didn't know, which we'll get to in a moment. But what captured my attention about it was more of playing with friends and the fun we had with friends and all that. And then they had like prop hunt games and creative. And gave me a chance to try it out and play the game. I got better at the game. And then I learned about the fact that they had Batman. Like, if they would have led with that, I wouldn't have cared about the building. Just Batman alone. All those, you know, superhero skins and Thanos and all the other stuff. So started getting more into the game, streaming more and everything like that. And eventually I applied for a partnership for Epic, so I can get a creator code, which I got a creator code. Savage Voice is the creator code, so anytime you are playing an Epic game and purchase something, or Fortnite specifically, and want to get a skin or a battle pass, put in code Savage Voice and you can support the pod. I've decided, because I already had an urge to dip into the esports. I play Overwatch, use Sigma, good at that. This game, another reason I like it is, like I mentioned before, my oldest son, who lives in states away, with his mother, I play Fortnite with him. And by playing Fortnite, you know, we get to bond, which we wouldn't be able to do because we're states away. And it's a good game. So, then we come to the reason why I'm doing this podcast. Well, I love podcasts. Those of you who may be listening, those of you may be listening who have heard my other podcast, just the Broke Blurt Pod proper, you know, I like podcasts. And I wanted to listen to a podcast on Fortnite and esports. And when I went to go look, the pickings were slim. Pickings were very slim. And a lot of what was there was one episode for 9 minutes. That's it. So I said, I thought about it, and I thought about it, and you're like, you know what, why don't I do, I'll do something simple, nothing, you know, it's not going to be like my stream where it's live or anything like that, maybe some, but not planning that, and I'll just update you on what's going on in the game, like current, Fortnite Season 2, Chapter 2, we got Deadpool skins coming, so there's a Deadpool challenge to get his skins. I think we're in week 3 or 4. The agency is the big storyline. Got to fight the bosses. And I'll go into more of that probably the next time I do. I'll try to do once a week when the new updates and patches and everything come out. But want to give you a decent amount of information. And then I was thinking, okay, when and how is the best way to record this? And then I thought, why don't I just record while I'm actually playing the game? And that's what I'm doing as we speak. And what I'm going to do is we're going to... it's going to be a two part to this podcast. One part is going to be the raw audio, which will be on anchor.fm, as well as Spotify, Google Podcasts, or, you know, wherever you're listening to this on, which you're listening to it now. And then another version will be on YouTube, which will be this audio along with the gameplay that I'm actually playing while recording this. I'm not guaranteeing that it's going to be good gameplay because I'm recording this and playing, so I want to give you guys more of the attention. So there will be me probably dying. Like, there's enemies right around me as we speak. So I'm going to try to... Whoa. Getting shot at. And I got shot. Esports aspect of the game. I want to start a esports team. The Bad Noob Bears. Primarily with those in the Discord I'm a part of. Dream to Stream. Discord. Check us out on TikTok. Not TikTok, that's mine. Sorry, I'm old. We'll get into that in a moment. Check us out on Twitter. That's the one. I still don't have a decent weapon. Yeah, you're going to hear random things. So for those who don't know anything about Fortnite, Fortnite is a battle royale game which is played online with people all around the world. Another reason for doing this is I am an old school gamer. I've been gaming since the 80s. I can remember having, I think it was playing my cousin's ColecoVision, Atari 64, or whatever it may be. And I've always been a gamer. And then and recently I realized kind of I've always, my life is kind of, got him. My life has been going down this path. When I was a kid, we had Nintendo. And I remember my cousin would set up, and I was, when I had Nintendo, I was like maybe 5, maybe 6. And my cousin would set up, we had tournaments. We had like Tecmo, you know, with the games we had at Tecmo Bowl, Double Dribble. Really wasn't too many to choose from. I know we had Contra. I don't know. There was Track and Field. Basically, any game that there was a competitive aspect to it, we made part of the tournaments and everything. It was before there was no such thing as esports. And, you know, as far as tournaments or anything like that, you know, this was before even... Yeah, just got that again. This was before even the movie I can think of is The Wizard, starring Fred Savage. No relation. I wish I'd make jokes about it, but no relation. And where he has an autistic brother who's awesome at Super Mario Brothers 3. If you love video games, check it out. It's a really cool one, especially for kids. Anyway, they make it to a tournament, introduce the Power Glove. It was basically a big commercial for Nintendo, but it was still awesome. And it was one of those things where I kind of, when I saw it, it just had, you know, movies came on, they just happened to come on. You happen to catch them and see them, and then they come on like 20 million more times. But there was really, as a kid, there was no rhyme or reason to when, there was no rhyme or reason to when a movie might come on as far as we knew. It just was going to come on. I mean, I guess there was the yellow, not yellow page, the TV guide, but it's another thing. Anyway, that movie showcased a kid going to a tournament playing Super Mario Brothers, and Mike, you know, I know there's Pac-Man predates, you know, there's Pac-Man tournament, all other stuff, but as far as I knew, there, you know, that wasn't a thing. You know, playing video games in a tournament, winning prizes and all the other stuff, that was the thing that we dreamed of as a kid. So to make it happen or to become a reality, it's not something really thought of. You know, time passed, life passed, and, you know, I end up, fast forward, I end up streaming, and, you know, here we are. And I'm going to make, I wouldn't necessarily say a big go at it. Like I said, we're going to be the bad noob bears. Noob, as in we're noobs. I am an old school gamer, but with Fortnite, I am a noob. I am better than I used to be, but I'm still a noob. I have no problem being a noob. I'm a proud noob. For a noob of my age, I think I do remarkably well. But we're going to see how far we can go. Now, right now, I'm just playing Team Rumble. This particular mode of the game, basically, it's you and, I guess, 100 other players. And you, basically, whoever gets the 125 in this current season, their team wins. Currently, we're losing. They're beating us 35-17. But again, I'm talking to you guys, so that's my excuse. But yeah, and you know, you build up and you just constantly, you know, try to get the most, you know, there's no nice way to say it. You get the most eliminations. That's the nice way to say it, but it's a video game, you're using guns, most kills. So esports. So we're the bad new bears. We're not the ones to beat. We're the ones you don't want to get beat by. At least I am. You know, isn't that nice? Freaking river. It's not interesting. What just happened was there was a landmine, for those of you just listening. There were some proximity mines next to a launch pad. And I just had to take them out. And I just got taken out. Yeah, you're not going to... When you check the video, the gameplay you're going to see is not necessarily going to be prime gameplay. There are the videos where I will actually be concentrating on what I'm doing, which, not all, but some will be better gameplay. This is not one of those times. And I'm pretty sure a lot of the times will not be one of those times. But what if it does? What if I get so inept at the game and talking to you guys that I become this weird Jedi master at the game? Who knows? But that's, you know, we'll finish out to at least this match, and that'll be the episode. But I want to hear from you guys. I want to play with you guys. And here's the thing. It's the Broke Blurred Pod for a reason. My setup is fairly jankety at times, and my audio, we usually use Discord. I died again. We usually use a Discord, and I need to set up my Discord. There's a way to set it up where I'm not doing something right, because again, my friend Snacks, great Snacks, he we were in his Discord when we played the last time, and it sounded perfect. Mine barely worked. So when I figure that out, I will gladly play with some of you guys, and I have a series that I'm doing on YouTube called Meet the Competition. Now, when you hear it, you may think, oh, you think you're good? Like, well, no, I'm working on being good. But the whole purpose of Meet the Competition is so you can meet some of the guys I play with, the real players. My duels partner, Designer World, he plays, we usually get at least a couple games in a day. He plays his mouse and keyboard. He's got a kill. And he's pretty good. He's Rubik's dude, another person from our Discord. The fact that he plays with us, you know, his level so high. And then there's Snacks, which I mentioned, which Snacks, his aim, you know, he can go back. He's one of those hybrid players that they talk about where he goes back and forth between mouse and keyboard, which technically before it became a thing, I literally was being a hybrid player. I just want to say where I actually played with half mouse, half keyboard. That's a full hybrid player. But alas, I couldn't build for shit when doing that. Excuse my language for all those young kids to or watch. I might probably gonna bleep that out. Probably gonna definitely bleep that part out. you may not even heard what that was, but yeah, his aim is impeccable, and you know, he's usually right. He gives advice on how to play a situation. Generally, you listen. Initially gave me the advice about having a tactical shotgun, and I wanted to have a shotgun, and I was stubborn and kind of didn't want to. Excuse me one second. Excuse me one second. I'm sorry. I'm shooting out a banana. So another thing about the game, you get skins and stuff. And skins are basically just, you know, make your character look different ways. Right now I'm playing as, I don't know the character's name. I probably should. But again, I am the Savage Noob for a reason. Oh, I got shot. Katie Kaboom, I think is her name. Or that might actually be... here's the thing about... I love Epic, because they're possibly, if you guys use code Savage Voice, they may help me take care of my family. But they're known for borrowing a lot of concepts from other games, which, here's the thing. Game's awesome. Game's awesome for a reason. You know. Sue about it, you sue about it. And that's the game. We play second, but all in all, I think a successful first episode. I don't have any specific news. I want to literally try to, I'm going to actually put in work, and this is not something else for me to do, for me to disappoint you with, but I will do my best to keep it on time every week. May not necessarily drop on the same day because I'm recording this now so I can get something out there so I can start the ball rolling, and there might be another one, so I'm probably going to put this out probably next day or so. I have to want to do some more, you know, thumbnail artwork or whatever it may be for it. But then it will be a usual day, which I think the updates come out on Wednesday or Thursday is usually when the new updates in the game come out. So probably try to probably do it that night, probably after my stream, which you can see that stream on Twitch at twitch.tv/savagevoice. And I stream Thursdays and Fridays, 12 midnight Eastern Central, or Eastern Standard Time, not Central, Eastern Standard Time. And you can actually see me stream live. It won't be the podcast, but maybe one day it will. And for now, I primarily will be streaming Fortnite. But there will be days where I will be throwing some Overwatch in there. I'm gonna try my hand at Call of Duty. For you guys, I will try my hand at Call of Duty. Here's the thing. The whole thing that makes streaming and Twitch and all of this so great, and what I want to build, my purpose for this, always my purpose, especially the podcast which started it all, is to build a community. So, you know, esports. I don't know about the game with the cars and the ball. Maybe. I haven't played it, so I can't say I won't like it. But, you know, maybe. We'll see. But, like, Fortnite, Overwatch, I have Call of Duty. The game, it's a little intense for me. It gives me post-traumatic stress disorder every time I play it. But I do have it. And for you guys, I will give it a fair shot. I have Titanfall 2. I love that game, which actually I also have Apex, which I believe, you know, they made the game. And I've been trying my hand at that. I just can't get as much into it. I don't know the map like I do Fortnite, which is the thing. Again, as I started this podcast, I will remind you, I hated Fortnite with a passion and heat as intense as the sun, the surface of the sun. And now I am a shill for their company, and I will gladly be a shill. Because it's, in all honesty, the fact that I'm having this particular opportunity and what this might turn into and what can be is awesome. So, shout out to Epic Games. Thank you for the opportunity. Thank you for everyone. I mean, here's the thing. It's, I'm not going to say that Fortnite's not a saturated game. It is. However, it's still a fun game. And I hope and I feel that I am, but it feels like I'm a hero to my son because I play the game and he can tell his friends, you know, use my dad's creator code. What's your dad's creator code? It's Savage Voice. Use creator code Savage Voice. It's my dad's creator code. He says those things to his friends. He really does. I'm not lying or joking. It's the truth. And yeah, so that's awesome. And if I can actually provide for my family, doing something I love, playing video games, and just this whole world that I dreamed of as a kid, which is here, and I've always been a part of it. Like, I've been playing video games for so long. I had the Power Glove. I didn't have the gamepad. I wanted the gamepad, but I had the Power Glove. I had the Game Boy. I want to say I had the Virtual Boy, because I do remember playing the Virtual Boy and getting that, but I don't know if I actually had it. But I vaguely remember playing it, not in the just in the store, like playing it at home and getting the headache that you get from that game and not playing much more of it. Like, I think it just kind of sat in my toy box, so to speak. I had a PlayStation 2, had a Dreamcast, Sega Genesis, Sega CD and 32X drive, or just that drive that made the Sega CD 32X, like that half one that you didn't need the full one. Xbox, just regular Xbox. Then I had 360, now up to Xbox One, which in my system, it's one of the originals, and you can tell. I want to get the new Xbox, which, here's the thing, guys, for less than $1 a day, you can help me get that Xbox, or by going to the Epic Game Store and putting in code SAVAGEVOICE, you can help me get that Xbox. so I can use it for the stream. I'm only using it for you guys. That's the thing. I mean, it's for me, but it's also for you. So, hopefully that'll happen. Well, either way, that'll happen. You know, it may take longer. Hopefully the sooner the better. And yeah, I just love this. I love this. I want to do this. This is my passion. I found my passion. There's other things I want to do. I have a comic book story that this is basically all this started from that, in all honesty, because I wanted to create a crowdfunding campaign, but crowdfunding campaigns need the community and this and that, so I needed a way, so start a podcast, and then the podcast led to streaming, and streaming led to gaming, gaming led to esports, which led to Fortnite, which we're here we are. So, with all that said, that's gonna conclude this first episode, and I toyed around with the idea of giving it its separate feed or just putting it on my feed. I'm gonna keep it on my feed. It's a Broke Blurred Pod. That's the umbrella that all this is under. You know, yes, I'm the Broke Blurred, but I'm Savage Voice. That's, you know, Anthony K. Savage, aka Voice, aka Savage Voice. And the whole Broke Blurred Pod, you know, it's Thick Nerdist. Best way I can say it. Just, you know, my version. And yeah, I thank you for listening. I hope, and I'm gonna, there's gonna be more. Before you have to worry about me not coming back, you're gonna get a handful of episodes. I will promise you that. So thank you for coming. More news coming in a few days. Next update patch, I will let you know. Also, just to give you an idea of what we will be doing on this particular podcast is I'm going to be giving you tips that I'm getting the tips from other people, and I'll try to cite those sources when possible. But sometimes, like, I have a route, one of the locations for the boss where you get the grappler and the scar is the shark, and I know the perfect route to do it and get it. And another one is the grotto. Those are two of the spots I generally always drop, and I could show you how to do it and do it successfully. I've just played a night with Streamer Designer World, and we landed in the way, you know, we always hit the grotto or the shark generally, and we went to hit the grotto and we got everything, and we're in the vault, and we were in circle, and we just waited in the vault, and we set up, you know, we fortified, you know, brick walls all around, put some perimeter mines right outside the vault, so if anybody got too close, and we just kept being in circle until we were no longer in circle, but we still could have stayed there, but somebody was coming, and we had to travel outside of circle, and we did. I don't remember what the point of the story was, but I think it was just kind of cool of how we could have survived. We placed third, so we still, you know, it's nothing too shabby. But we're going to show you, I'm going to give you these routes, and like I said, it's going to have a visual component. Obviously, the audio here is longer than the visual component, but I'll probably, you know, I'll put some clips or something up to fill in the time, so to speak. Anyway, once again, thank you guys. I didn't think I'd have enough to talk about. Maybe I have more to talk about than I thought. So, for the Broke Blurred Pod Gaming TV, this has been the Noob Fortnite Esports Report. I've been your host, Anthony K. Savage, aka Voice, aka Voice, aka Savage Voice. And remember, don't tell yourself that you can't do something. Ask yourself, why can't you? Be good, people.